What's up, world? This is your man, Nick Eden, and I am here with the talk of the town.
I know you're going to dig this.
Here's the talk of the town.
Take you to the Hotel Martinet in Brooklyn, where Bobby Millett and his orchestra are offering a program of
talk
dance
of the
music.
Town.
September 12, 2013, 8 days away from the best day in America, which is my birthday. It's your boy Al, we're here with the top of the town.
Al? Al?
What, man?
You,
Hey,
man. KG, what the hell?
What do I do?
Oh, you just great late that man.
I late graded him. Hell no.
I mean, I just got Kanye'd hard. Like,
yeah, your intro is nice, but mine is nicer.
Also, he could plug his damn birthday.
Oh, man, that is
damn
horrible.
Right, man.
That is horrible.
Well, hold on. We gonna start this over. It is Thursday, September 12th, and you are locked into the Middlemen Present. The talk of the town. I am your host, Nick Eden, and I got my man Al. Oh, hell, y'all know Al with me.
Man, I'm in here, man.
All the way. And he's completely turned up, and I don't even like that term. And as always, man, the boy's doing his thing. My man, KG.
What's happening, man? Y'all are hilarious today.
Look, first, I want to start this off by saying, rest in peace to DJ J Swift. Any of our listeners out there who are familiar with Alabama's music scene, you know the name J Swift. He's one of the hottest radio DJs out there, hottest club DJ out there, a true pioneer. He helped every rap record that you heard coming from the state of Alabama from, I'd say, 96 to as recently as last week, that man broke it. And, you know, now he's breaking records in heaven. Longtime friend of mine. Probably the greatest DJ I've ever met in my life. So I just want to say, you know, rest in peace to you, big homie. You know, your kids down here, they're going to keep going on in your name, and we're going to keep rocking for you. So, and,
yeah.
Everybody send out prayers for his family. You know, it's crazy. That's how I started my morning off. So I wanted to just say that real quick. And we here, guys. How's everybody's week been?
Everything been good, man. You kind of throwed me with the information right there, though, brother.
Yeah, man, I know, man. Yeah. It hit me hard this morning, man. I can't lie to you.
Yeah, I've met him before.
I mean, I just want to send my condolences out to somebody else, too, if I can do that. If that's
okay.
Yeah,
go ahead, Kanye.
I mean, you know, I don't know how true this is, but, you know, I just want to send my condolences out there to the roundest booty in the porn world game, Pinky.
What?
Contracting HIV.
Now, I don't know how true this is. It may be another rumor,
but somehow or another, this started on Instagram and then it later went to Twitter. As far as her contracting the HIV AIDS virus, I don't know how true this is, but, you know, I don't agree with you know, the system or whatever as far as what they do or whatever like that, but that is a person's life, and anyone who's affected by it, you know, they are, you know, affected by it. So I don't know how true that rumor is. Nobody has came out and said anything since I've checked lately or whatever. So maybe it is a rumor. I don't know. I'm just saying, though.
Al. What? They've been saying that about Pinky for about 3-4 years now.
Hey, man. Hey, I understand that, man. But
and you saying you don't agree with the system. You sure knew who she was.
I mean, hey, why not?
But you don't agree with it.
Not only that, man, you going to cut in on a pioneer in the South as far as a DJ for a porn star.
I mean,
really?
What's wrong with that? I mean, I was just giving out some
valuable
information to some people.
All right.
Some people didn't know.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, the opinions of Al Harrison are not that of the middleman, the talk of the town, or the middleman's radio show.
God.
Because clearly.
I got to get on me, man.
He's on
that Jose tonight. You just old insensitive brother tonight.
Why me, man? Why me, man?
You just ran up in here like, man, what you done drunk that 5-hour energy drink or something? Why don't you, boy?
I mean, look, man. I was trying to make a positive situation turn into an enlightened situation.
Positive? Yes, you was
positive. I mean, he's acting like Genuine when he was on Good Morning America singing with Tyrese and Tank.
Hell no.
And Nick over here giving him that Tyrese look.
Right. They went from PDT to THC. Look, man, on a positive note, let's give a real positive note. This week was a great week for R&B and hip-hop in the sales. Man, go over to Billboard, and you will see that newcomer. And I know everybody's like, is she black? Is she white? Yes, she's black. Ariana Grande, with her album, Yours Truly, comes in at number one with 135,650 copies sold. Now, right behind her is everybody's favorite reality star, Miss Tamar Braxton, who comes in at number two with her album, Love and War, with 117,000 copies. Big shout out to Tamar Braxton for that.
I wasn't expecting it.
I can't lie to you. I didn't think that she was gonna come with the record, but she came. I listened to the album, man. Like, it's, you gotta listen to it.
Okay.
You gotta listen to
it.
I mean, she's got some records.
I'll check it out.
Coming in at number five, my man John Legend with his new album Love in the Future. He comes in with 65,000 copies. Right behind him is Robin Thicke with Blurred Lines with 57,000 copies. I got that wrong. John Legend, 65. Robin Thicke, 57. Jaheim is right behind him. His new album, Appreciation Day, with 56,000 copies. Yeah, man.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Debuted in the top 10. Justin Timberlake, number 9, 2020 Experience, 39,000 copies. We're going to head on a little bit down. We got Juicy J coming in with 21,000 copies of Stay Trippy. Jay-Z is holding tight with Magna Carta on his way to 2 million. He sold 19,000 copies this week. Raheem Devon debuted his new album, A Place Called Loveland, independent album, by the way, and he sold 20,000 copies his first week. TGT, holding on tight. Dude, I haven't seen this many urban releases in the top 50 in about a year.
It's been a while. Yeah, it's been a while.
TGT holding strong. Big Sean, Macklemore, Bruno Mars. This is a good week. K. Michelle. Her album, like, I mean, this is a good week, man. The top 50 is riddled with urban releases, so everybody keep going out there and supporting all those new songs. We got a couple new albums coming up in the next couple of weeks. Music Soul Challenge, Selena Johnson, they're doing a duet album. It's a reggae album at that. It's a reggae album, but it's hot. I can't lie, it's hot. I've heard about, I'd say about 60% of it. Shanti's dropping a new album, 2 Chainz, Janelle Monáe, Life Jennings, he's got an album coming up. And big shout, I got to say this before we move on. Big shout out to Life Jennings. This is probably one of the smartest and yet most genuine things I've seen an artist do in a while. For everyone who pre-orders Life Jennings' album on iTunes, his album is called Lucid. For everyone who pre-orders the album and tweets him a picture of them pre-ordering the album,
He will personally call you. He's been calling people for the last couple of days. He's called about 3,000 people over 2 days.
Wow.
And he's currently number 10 on the pre-order list on iTunes.
That's what
up. Man. I wonder how he get off the phone when he need to get off the phone with them. Do he just hang up or what do he do?
Well, that's what's crazy is he tells them all, you know, he was tweeting the other day and he was like, look, the calls are going to be short because I got a lot of people to call, but I want to call each one of you and thank you personally.
Wow.
That's smart. That engages your fans.
Hey, message. All y'all rappers
right
out there, man. I don't know if nobody want to hear from some of these rappers on the phone. Could you imagine Gucci Mane calling you?
Hey, this Gucci Mane.
And speaking of Gucci Mane, Now, y'all been saying for years, oh, Nick, you mean when it comes to Gucci Mane. I've been telling y'all for the longest, the dude is slow.
Literally.
And I'm not being funny when I say that. He really is slow. And, I mean, it's a problem mentally. Did you see the Twitter rant?
Yeah.
Where he's going off about how he did this to Keisha Cole and he did this to Nick, him and Waka Flocka did this to Nicki Minaj.
I believe they did right that to Nicki. I've seen them down here in them years.
But then he said he did Kelly Rowland and just everybody. Just every chick you can think of. He done something with them.
Right.
Now, my thing is, if you're going to say that, all right, you know, no pun intended, but keep it Gucci. But like 2 hours later, this fool puts up, I got hacked.
But did you hear who they said possibly hacked him? Now, it may be some validity to this story now.
Who?
Coach K. Who, a lot of y'all may not know this, he was also the former manager of Young Jeezy before they had a fallout.
I don't know if I would believe that Coach K.
Yes, ain't.
That's hard for me to believe.
And he hasn't been working for him for the last past 3 months.
And I get that, but why would you?
Oh, they
do
say
that?
He got paid 5 stacks to do that. Let me finish that story part. He got paid $5,000 to do that. When you have somebody doing for $5,000, you know the code is Burr with 6 R's.
I had Gucci's Twitter for $5. What you talking about?
Just saying, man.
But I will be, I tell you this much, young ladies out there, because I used to actually, when I was working for Big Cat, I used to run Gucci's MySpace page. Let you know how long ago that was. I used to run his MySpace page. The stuff that this dude gets in his inbox, if it's anything like it was in 07, all I'm going to say is, bro. That's all I'm going to say. Burr.
Well, I mean, he had a nice run. I came front. He had a nice run.
Yeah.
He had a nice run. It's over now.
Well,
about 5 mixtapes in the last past 3 months, and nobody paid attention.
Well, I will say this. The release that he just put out, the Back to the Trap House, he actually put it out through 101 Distribution. A lot of our Southern hip hop counterparts, you know, are familiar with 101,
right?
It did decently on the independent charts. I mean, he's about, I said about 13,000 in. But the thing about 101 is 101 has 100% payout. They don't take any royalties. So he ain't doing nothing.
All that.
Right. 13,000 on the and you know he ain't paying nobody. So 100% payout on 13,000, man, ain't that bad. That's all I'm saying.
He's making a little bread.
But anyway,
he's
going on the hip hop.
Dick did hack. That was him talking. He can't say he didn't. Now he's trying to recant all the stuff. And he had a little soft spot in his heart later on that night. But you know his account didn't get hacked, man. That's the easiest way to cop something out, man. The same when Soulja Boy, some of them, his account got hacked. Good ass for what, man.
All right.
Crap. I'd have my
Twitter
account 6 years. Mine ain't never got hacked. Come on, man.
I'm going to leave that alone.
I'm just saying. Just saying.
Anyway, man.
let's get into this topic today. Because it's a lot of crazy stuff going on in here, Pop. And lo and behold, Mr. C.
Yo, boy.
Al, tell them what we're talking about today.
Man, that's your boy, man.
My boy? Oh, no.
Yeah, that's your boy.
Can you go ask your homegirl?
Be crazy. If you don't know who Mr. C is, of course, Mr. C was the DJ who found the Notorious B.I.G. back in the day. He has been a DJ in the game for almost 20 years. He DJs at Hot 97 and a lot of the big-name clubs in the New York City area. Recently resigned from Hot 97, but also reconsidered his recognition that same day due to a video that was surfaced on the internet on, I guess, maybe it ended up on WorldStar first. I don't know which media website it ended up on first, but WorldStar had it on there, and he was with a known transgender male. The transgender male was in the car with him, and Mr. C was soliciting fellatio from this male and offered to pay. Well, he did give him some money, but offered to pay him a certain amount of money for, you know, to do this act. So when this surfaced, you know, Mr. C, you know, resigned from the radio station, and his reasons for resigning were to, you know, he didn't want to, you know, hurt the radio station by them losing any sponsors in which they may have, you know, have or come into contact with in the future. He didn't want, you know, to give the radio station a bad name because of his downfalls and some of his things in which he needs to deal with. But he stated this video was taken late last year, back in 2012. That's what he stated. He said his last incident with a prostitute was when he got caught back in May with the undercover police officer. And he says since then he has had no incidents where he solicited to any other prostitutes. Now, I'm not saying I don't believe the man, but I mean, hey, you know, you got a track record. But tonight stems from this particular thing in which Mr. C is going through. And we know we have heard a lot of rumors about, you know, other people in the industry who are on the down low and how this is playing into the, you know, the whole realm of the hip-hop and music world. So some of the things in which we're going to discuss tonight, of course, we're going to talk about Mr. C, of course. Did he do the right thing by returning to Hot 97? Why or why not? Does this end his career as a DJ? What are some of the things in which we think Mr. C should do going forward? Now, what kind of light does this shed on others in the music industry that they may be on the down on? With the trends of fashion, how much does this play on the covering up on what is really going on, such as like the guys with man purses, tight clothing, the scars, etc.? Why are some female fans more accepting of this style of dress from their male artists and portraying this as being stylish and fashionable for a man? That's in quotation, a man. And there have been, you know, of course, a new wave of underground music in the New York, New Jersey area where some teenage artists are starting to use gay metaphors in their freestyles, but not claiming that they are gay. We also want to talk about what effect does this have on the music industry. We all know that the music game is a trend. So if these guys are getting these pickups on these videos that they're on WorldStar, we can definitely imagine it's coming. So we're going to talk about all these things today. Of course, the phone lines are open, 718-508-9972. If you have a comment, press the number 1 on your phone, and we'll definitely get to you. But we're going to go ahead and get into Mr. C.
We're going to discuss him, man.
We're going to talk about this guy. You know, we're going to have a discussion, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lecture.
Pause.
No homo. You know what I'm saying?
He said it's not his fault. He got sucked into it.
Mr. C says, okay, on the interview that he did this morning on Hot 97 with Ebro, he said that
he doesn't think that he's gay just because he gets fellatio from a dude. Now, any real man don't want another man's head close to that genital area. We all like wrestling here and there. You know, sometimes it may slip up. You know, certain moves they do. Your head between somebody's legs, or, you know, they picking your
body. Man, you don't even need to be watching wrestling.
I'm just saying. But other than that, you know, a lot of stuff straight man law violation, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just, come on, man.
Well, let me say this much.
Of it.
I don't have a problem with Mr. C being gay. I'm not his friend. I don't work with him. I ain't sleeping with him. So I don't care who he likes or what he likes. I think my biggest issue is, dude, it's over 14 million people in New York. You're going around with these prostitutes. You need to get yourself checked.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Nah, man. I feel you. You know what I think, though? I'm like, you married. You got kids. Man, what
right.
That man wife said after all this. I mean, not only did you get caught once. Okay, we like, maybe this dude slipped
home.
Up. Maybe he slipped
he
up. You know a dude when you see a dude, regardless. Okay,
right.
But when he got caught that second time, man, it was out the window then. And then his third time.
You know, it was out the closet.
Oh, come on, man.
Well, obviously he went out the closet. You know what I'm saying? So now he out the closet. He just need to make up his mind what it's going to be.
He's still saying he ain't gay.
Man, look, man, the dude need to go and make up his mind and say what he going to be. He already admitted that he likes the sensation of a man giving him flesh up. So,
hey, man. Hey.
Just saying.
Come on, man. Goddamn. Well, look. This is my thing about it. At this point, the entire world knows. Do I think that he should have stopped DJing for it? Not for him being gay, but the fact that you are continuously being caught with prostitutes, does bring a bad image onto your radio station.
Yep.
And you can leave. Because if I'm not mistaken, Hot 97 is owned by Ennis Communications. If that is, I know for a fact, Ennis Communications runs a lot of gay-related blogs, internet radio, few bloggers that are openly gay. Like, they are very much so, you know, they're okay with that part. And quite frankly, dude, like I said, at this point, it's just out. You're out. But running around with prostitutes, that'll make somebody lose their smile. Because nobody wants to be associated with prostitutes unless you live in Vegas and you run the Bunny Ranch. Nobody wants to be associated with somebody who's continuously going out and getting prostitutes. That's the first thing. Second thing, you're an icon in hip hop.
Exactly.
You are an icon. You are a pioneer in hip hop. You could be able to pioneer something else. You know, give the little bees of the world somewhere to go to get their records played. I say, go to the old Studio 54, put on some house music, and have yourself a ball, because it's millions of people out there that will come and see you DJ just because they know that you are the first outwardly gay major hip hop DJ.
Yeah.
So it's not like you. And then I guess my biggest thing is, it doesn't do anything to hurt your DJing skills. You're still a DJ. So if you're still spinning high records and you're still spinning good mixes, people are still going to want to hear that. But at this point, dude, it's like for lack of a better term, you're kind of spinning your wheels. And you just
you said it though, Nick.
Boyfriend.
His audience, the audience that he will transition to, is a large audience. Period. But at the same time,
right.
You know, he's still messing. He messing around with these dudes. But I'm like you said, it is. And you are correct. It is miscommunication. But this dude portray an image for that station. You know what I'm saying? He portrayed an image for DJs out there. He is a guiding light, per se, for a lot of cats in the game. You know what I'm saying? Now, like you said, I agree. His personal life is his behind the door, but I still think that little whatever you want to call that dude, I think he was wrong for what he did, man. You're putting a man on the bed and put him on Front Street like that, man. I don't agree with the lifestyle.
But it was
going to
happen sooner or later.
But he was
this
wrong.
Is the third incident in 2 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So think about it. How many times, if this is the third incident that he's been outed on in 2 years, how many times has he successfully done it?
Oh, a lot.
There you go. A whole lot. You get what I'm saying? So my thing is, I could see, and you're absolutely right, Kev, and if this were the first time, or maybe even the second time that it happened, I absolutely would agree. But this is the third time in 2 years. At this point, dude, everybody knows.
I can't give you some time, player, because you know a man when you see a man. Come on, man.
Right.
He was going after manly looking prostitute. He wasn't going after no female looking. You know, like them dudes that can kind of fool you.
He was going after Tu Wong Fu.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, Chief Boy Heart deeper than Barry White, man. Come on now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I wish him the best, man. I mean, do y'all really think he should have resigned today? And then Al also informed me that he has his job back. I don't know how he came right back.
Well, let me explain something. This is the reason. One, like I said, Innis Communications has a lot of gay-related programming, first and foremost. Secondly, it's drawing ratings. That's why he's back.
Mm-hmm.
It's drawing ratings. Because I promise you, even if they probably brought him in there and said, look, we'll bring you back on a temporary basis. Let's see how long we can ride this. And if it blows over, if we don't lose our sponsors in the interim, then you can stay. If not, you got to go. Now, if they lose their sponsors, expect a separation letter coming from Hot 97 within 2 weeks.
Well,
but it's ratings. Everybody wants to know, well, what is Mr. C going to say now?
I'm looking at it like this. If he come out and say he's bi or whatever the case may be, I think that community will support him to the point where if they did try to get rid of him, it would cause more of a backlash on the station than it would for him, you know, being ridiculed by, you know, the hip-hop community.
Right.
That's if he does. Right. See, the problem is, this is the thing about it. Nobody in hip-hop is going to go out there and picket him.
Oh, no.
The gay community will go out and picket you.
Yeah.
They'll show out there with them signs. They'll shut you down. Like, let's not get it twisted. And the thing about it is, you have to look at it from this aspect as well. It goes back to what you said. If he comes out and says it, because one thing that the gay community does not like, they don't like for somebody. Not only are you, I mean, at this point, like I said, everybody knows, but the fact that he's still kind of shunning that whole community, they're not going to get behind that.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's only going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
He's only going to get outed more.
Yeah.
It's only going to be, so next time he's going to be a full-on video with him.
Right.
There's no telling, because now people know, okay, there's value in what I do. Because here's the thing about it. It did not originally surface on Worldstar or All Hip Hop or Vlad TV or Soul.com. It surfaced on TMZ. See, nowadays, people are realizing, okay, yeah, if you want to put something on Worldstar, yeah, catch some people fighting. But if you want to get some money and you got
TMZ
a video like that, TMZ is going to pay you, and they're going to pay you well. That video went to TMZ, and they broke it first. So it's only going to get worse from here, and clearly he's not going to stop what he's doing. And because of that, the next thing you know, you'll get a full-out video of it. Or you're going to get some text messages.
But you know who?
Or you're going to get some direct messages on Twitter.
Right. But you know who I was surprised with today, which, and I really had to tip my hat off to him, you know, was Charlamagne Tha God. Because I really thought that he was just going to go in on Don't Care the Day today. But he didn't. You know, he really came at it like, you know, Mr. C, man, just go get you some help. You know, it's out. You know, admit it. You know, stop with the lying. Just go get you some help. If you're going to be gay, be gay. You know, don't continue with the misconception. And, you know, he said, you know, they had the footage for like a week and a half. They just didn't want to put it out there as if, you know, this beef between those two stations, you know, it just got to stop. You know, that's how he put it out there on Don't Care Today. But I really was thinking he was going to go in. Even everybody on Twitter last night was like, I cannot wait until Donkey of the Day tomorrow morning. But,
well, let me explain something about Charlamagne the God. And this is what people have to start realizing. There are two people right now in the media who are notorious for dogging people out, and now they're two media darlings. That's Charlamagne the God and Wendy Williams. And if you remember correctly, Wendy Williams originally hired Charlamagne as her co-host. Now, Charlamagne now works for MTV.
Yep.
So does DJ Envy. Angela Yee works for VH1. So they all work for Viacom in addition to working for Clear Channel.
Right.
So everything is very corporate right now. So even though he's the bad boy of radio, he got to look at things a little bit different now. On top of that, Power 105 has beaten Hot 97 in the Arbitron ratings so bad consistently for the last 2 years since the Breakfast Club came on. At this point, there's nothing that they can do at Hot 97 to catch up to them. You got to think. They know all the tricks of the trade over at Power 105. A lot of people forget that DJ Envy was with Miss Jones in the Morning
on
Hot 97.
Well, he knew that.
There's nothing, there's nothing more that Hot 97 to do. I see we got a caller. Let's go ahead and bring them in.
Oh, man, it's more than a caller right here. It's family right here, man. It's our dude and Duck.
Yo.
What's happening? Long time,
what's
stranger.
What's that, what?
Yeah. Grind, you know what I'm saying? Just another grind for me. How y'all folks doing?
Good, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying, listening to that time, man, you know what I'm saying, on the thing with Mr. C. I mean, yeah, he does got to get help. It don't only put a damage, not just in the radio sense, it kind of put a little damage, like, if you a DJ. Like, if something like this as an old school DJ, he's one of the top 50, the top 10 up in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And by him, putting on a fraud, you shaking his man hand, what's up, you know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden, something like this come out, something like nobody didn't know nothing about you like this.
Right.
It's kind of like you gotta watch your back now, on certain folks, who, you know what I'm saying, you just never know.
Right, who got that camera phone going.
It ain't just that, you just never know, who, when you go up to New York, you don't know who you shaking hands with anymore. You know what I'm saying? I done shook this man's hand. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm thinking, what this dude looking at me a certain kind of way when he's shaking my hand? You know what I'm saying? That's, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking that now. I'm like, what's he looking at me a certain type of way? This is doing the Soulja Boy run. You know what I'm saying? We took him up, put a term of swag on and all that. I'm shaking his man head at Ebro and all that, you know what I'm saying? He kept up at a little radio meeting because he was in a radio meeting. So I'm shaking this dude's hand, thinking he's cool, whatever,
if your hands are, of course you're looking at
me. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Your hands might suffer like a lady.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know that. See, now he came on the radio this morning. He really did an interview with him. He was crying, and then he admitted this is the funny thing, what I thought was crazy. He said he wasn't. He claimed to say he's not gay, but he's getting oral sex for training. I'm like, dude, that is gay. If it's another man putting his mouth on your penis, then that's gay.
Extreme.
Regardless if he wearing a wig or he shaved head, that's gay.
Frown up action.
Then you still not admitting what you is. Come on, just admit it. Admit it like everybody else when they come out the closet. It be gone within a couple of months. Now you DJing in all these different clubs. You wondering, people man, this dude gonna make a move on me. Is he gonna look at me a certain type of way? Because he name dropping club. I might listen to his radio show yesterday. He name dropping club that he's gonna be at this weekend. Come on, dog. Mm-hmm. Don't do that because, then you giving the club bad promo because, now people, shit done came out about you, now you can have people not even really go to the clubs like that. Regardless, he's a good DJ. I give him that credit. He's a good DJ. But, you know what I'm saying, normally, like, when people, if you go in the club and you hear a good DJ do his thing, you want to compliment that DJ. You want to go congratulate him, like, hey, dog, you did your thing, whatever. But, like, nah, nobody's going to, like, come up to him and shake that man's hand, because we don't know that man's hand been before he got to the club.
Yeah, exactly.
Will.
We just don't know.
Cisco going to shake his hand.
I mean, I hope he does get the help that he does. I mean, he does need help. Like, seriously, like, this three times within a year, dog. I'm like, come on, three times within a year? You got caught.
This is the question, though, we need to ask. Where do he go from here?
Oh, they don't bottle him back. They brought him back on the station.
I know he's back on the station, but I'm saying, like, all the things you just brought up with the clubs and the looks he going to get,
This is the thing about it. And look, think about this. Like, it's like I said, they brought him back because it's still a hot topic right now and it's drawing ratings. And they have not lost any of their sponsors yet. When they start losing sponsors,
they haven't lost no listeners either. Like, since the first two arrests, right. People still they still got the same amount of audience that listen to the show because, as I say, he's a good DJ. Like now, because like really at that time wasn't no footage out. With no kind of footage out, you just arrest. Now,
but
it's
you know what's gonna
out.
Happen next? You know what's gonna happen next? Next time it's gonna be, because clearly he can't stop. Next time it's gonna be a full on video. I'm telling you, he's gonna be there as long as the sponsors don't pull out.
They
and
ain't
once
full,
the sponsors they're... start taking their money out, then he's gone.
Right.
What he needs to do is the
sponsors already been snatched. All his personal sponsors, they've already been snatched that from him. They finna snatch that from him, but I don't know about the radio station sponsors. I don't know about them. I don't know. That time will tell about the station. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know. But they didn't lose those sponsors really when the first two arrests happened. So like now,
yeah, but
we
there
just
wasn't
don't
even footage
know.
The first two times. There
yeah,
was no footage
yeah,
the first two times.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I said. Kind of time will tell. Like if endorsements stop pulling out as the week progresses, or really like next week. If you start hearing, like, probably three, four different sponsors, like, pulling out ads from his radio show that he does, what I think is from, what the time is, I can't remember the time slot he on, but...
I can't remember the time slot either.
Yeah, if you start hearing, like, radio ad slots start pulling out, then you got to kind of be concerned about, okay, do we, like, either shorten his time or we need to do something because we're losing money.
He's on afternoon drive right now, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he's on afternoon because he does like, I know he does like a 12 o'clock mix. Like a 12 o'clock old school mix show. I always tune into that. Like, I tune in back and forth, either him or JC. Like, for some reason, I don't know why. But because, like I say, he's a good DJ. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I was still listening to him after the first two times, cause, you know, because he's a good DJ. But, like, now, it kind of makes it. Because I thought he was going to get help. Me personally, I thought he was going to get help after the second time. But, like, now, clearly, he said he liked tricking off. He said he liked doing it. Like, dude,
yeah.
why you admit you like tricking off on dudes? I'm like,
just
I mean,
go get a boyfriend. I can't, that's my thing. Go get you a little boyfriend.
He don't want, that's the thing, he don't want. He said he only want head from dudes. I mean, excuse me for saying head, but that's the only thing he wants from it. He don't want, like, the date thing. He don't want none of that. He just wants the oral sex.
And then also too, you know, he is like he kept saying, you know, I wonder what the streets are gonna feel about me. I wonder what the streets are gonna feel about me. Every time he made a comment, it was like, I wonder what the streets are gonna feel about me.
And I'm
saying,
I'm glad Al said that because this is one of the things we need to definitely talk about because it's like with that happening, what kind of light does this shed on others in the music industry? That may be on the down low.
Let me tell you something.
Like
somebody is going to give Mr. C a whole lot of money to do a book. You mark my words. It's going to be
see, with the book, this is the thing. He got to admit. He got to admit what he is. He hasn't admit that yet. He got to admit that before all that comes into play. So
he'll admit it. His money has messed up enough.
This has been starting time to admit it.
This is his first time with actual footage that can link him there. Once his pockets start getting affected by it, trust me, he'll go ahead and admit it because he knows everybody wants that story. He knows everybody wants that story. And money is a big motivator.
Fat girl slapping with out here. You know what I'm saying? You know, New York slapping with him, so he could have got a fat girl when he went to go get a dude. Come on, man. Why you go ride around shooting for dudes? I don't get that, dog. I really just don't get that.
But
think
about it, though. Does this shed light on the rumors of cats being in the industry having to perform certain acts to get on to a certain situation?
Y'all heard the rumors about rumor.
I'm just saying it like that for our listeners.
I was about to say it's got to be for the listeners. You've been around this too long. And you and I both know. Rumor, okay. It's a family show. We can't cuss on it.
Right.
It's not a rumor.
Right. Ain't no rumor, man. But I can guarantee anybody else after this particular incident are gonna be like so much on their toes. Nah, I need your phone. I need whatever type of device you got in your pocket in my bag right now, locked up.
No, they ain't.
Really?
I know one thing.
Ain't nobody else said the same thing with Cat Stacks album, folks.
I mean, look, man. Like, you know how sex tapes was like the craze back in the day to get somebody on whatever? You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody doing it no more. You know what I'm saying? So cats are going to be on top of their game now. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying that, you know, I mean, well, me and Kevin had our discussion about, you know, Puff Daddy, you know what I'm saying, today, which, you know, I still have my sentiments about that. You know, I think the nigga doing stuff on the side, too. But, hey, that's my personal perception or whatever. But cats going to be on their tiptoes and on their P's and Q's from now on since this came out. Feel me?
What about
the other guys that's in the industry, man? Do y'all think this gonna shed a light on some of the other guys?
Gonna be closet freaks. They still gonna be closet freaks until they get caught.
But y'all heard numerous times about MCs being gay. You know, like people in the hip hop industry being gay. This dude is gay, but he acting like this. You know what I'm saying?
No rapper.
At point where we gonna see a rapper come straight out and say he gay. Now, there's some rappers out there.
They're not going to come forward with it. Unless
they got independent rappers that come out that already came out, and they profess to be gay.
Because they're not too much in the spotlight like major artists. Major artists are way too much spotlight. They got way too much loose.
Vic XL, man, he sent me some footage of this dude, man. You know, he was a rapper and stuff. And like Al said, you know, like the young guys in New York that's doing all this homo rap now. This dude was doing this way before these cats, and he put it out there. He's gay.
When did he put it out when he was gay? Did he put it out at the beginning or like in the middle of his career? If he put it out in the beginning, he let folks know about what he is, and okay, all right, that's somebody can get a pass. But if it's somebody like who been in it like 5-6 years, guess what, y'all? I like grabbing man booty in the club. Nah, come on, dog. You just don't come out and just say something like that out of the blue, man. No.
Let's kind of flip over into the fashion. And look, I'm glad we got you on the phone, man, because I know you got the Stewart brand. You know, y'all got a lot of bags. Y'all got a lot of book bags and a lot of accessories and hats and things of that nature.
I'm just saying though, man.
You know, I recall watching an episode of Boondocks back in the day where they showed Aaron Magruder. I think he was peeping it out from the beginning. Where eventually you're gonna have rappers wearing skirts, rappers wearing pearls, rappers
Kanye just had on a skirt a couple nights ago on a late night. He had on a black leather skirt.
Is this the ongoing thing? And I mean, with you being in the fashion, you know, you and your guys being in the fashion realm as far as pushing things to certain entities, is this something that's coming our way that's about to just bombard everybody?
Uh, I mean,
Do you walk around an eight with a man purse, man?
Do I walk around with a man purse?
Yeah.
No, not a man purse. Nah, not. Kind of depends on the bag it is. I mean, it's not going to look feminine. If I walk around with a bag, it's not going to look feminine on it. It's not. I'm a masculine, 100% masculine. Like, whatever, if I'm wearing a bag, it's going to look masculine on me. I see the other dudes, they walk around with a little small bag. They call them, you know what I'm saying, female purse, whatnot.
Purse?
But if they persona don't portray them as being like that, it's like, it really don't kind of bother me.
I'm tripping because even with fashion, man, you know, you look at Kanye, you look at Pusha T, you look at a lot of these guys getting into the fashion realm. You know, I know, Nick know, Al know, the fashion world is ran by who? Gay people. And that transition over to hip hop. So will we see the download?
It's not really ran by gay people. It's ran by really women.
I mean, the male aspect, it is a lot of gay guys.
It is more gay guys and straight guys in the industry, but it's more ran by women.
There you go.
Well, from the male standpoint, male clothing, let's say.
But you got to understand, it's fashion. So, I mean, it's fact. You got to kind of find a trend to be part of everybody else's trend. Like, I had no problem of, like, Kanye wearing a skirt, a dress, whatever.
You had no problem with that.
I had no problem with it.
Would you wear one?
I had no problem because that's just a trend.
Would you, live on the air with us right now, record, would you wear a skirt?
Would I do it?
I mean,
it kind of depends. Like, it kind of depends on the situation, though. Like, if I'm doing an event, if I want to goddamn different from every fucking body, everybody else.
I'm gonna think of something.
That's what I'm saying. I gotta think of something that's gonna goddamn be the talk of the town. Goddamn, everybody's gonna be either flash the lights on me when I walk in the building.
A purse.
I'm not wearing no lipstick or no mascara, nothing like that. If it's like a leather skirt or something, if I'm walking out with a leather skirt, it depends how you flip it. If you wear like a little leather skirt.
No way.
Where does the line stop? Where does the line stop?
What you mean, where does the line stop?
Why not be a trendsetter?
I say them trendsetters, what they did.
Wearing no skirt, brother.
That is. You saw not only him doing it, you said Pusha T, all these other rappers are doing it. They set a trend.
This is the thing about it. When you're talking about fashion and you're talking about hip hop, it's two different things. Because you can be fashionable and not necessarily be feminine.
Yeah.
So it's two different things. Now, I wouldn't necessarily wear a skirt. I mean, Kanye wore a skirt. Hey, if that works for him, I ain't been funny. Kanye been wearing tight clothes since he came out. He also just had, you know, a baby with Kim Kardashian. Like,
all right, Nick, would you wear pink?
I don't even wear shorts. I don't even wear shorts. I've never worn pink. I don't wear shorts. Like,
as you being an R&B dude, okay, say like you're doing a showcase and you want to be different from everybody else, but somebody tell you, hey, dog, I want you to wear this pink V-neck shirt, whatever, but it's a dope V-neck shirt. But it's something that needs to perform on stage that's going to be talking about not only your performance, but what you got on.
Hell no.
Let me explain why I wouldn't. It has nothing to do with the color pink. Hold on. Wait. I'm 260 pounds. I'm going to look like Curry up there with a damn pink shirt on.
See, you worry about what you look like. See, no, you shouldn't even worry about what you look like. Just go. This majority kind of got to go with the flow.
I want a cotton candy sweater, you know. I'm down there looking like Bill Cosby.
Say cotton candy. Say like somebody told you to wear this little pants, but you got patches on cotton candy patches. You got blue, you got a little top blue. But it's fashion.
But you said it's a whole different trend from
everybody. See, that's what I'm saying.
Because, I mean, to me, if you use the gay metaphor, you end up in them, and then these dudes that really going to take you down through that hear your verse on, you know, TV or whatever. Oh, you the dude that's talking something, you know, you like to take it in through the butt. That's going to handle it. So, I mean, like, what message is that sending?
I mean, dude, hip-hop has had everything from killers. Hip-hop has had, you know, cats that cool, laid back. You've had feminists in hip-hop. You've had everything in hip-hop. The main thing that's on the underlying border of hip-hop, you have never had a gay dude just come out and just be gay in hip-hop. That's coming. It's coming. I don't care what y'all say.
Well, I forgot the dude's name that was on ABC News last year, the dude from New Orleans, the gay rapper or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I guess he didn't make it too far or whatever, I guess. But anyway.
Actually, he has a large following.
Of his people.
True.
Well, let me ask you guys about this. Because even though he was an R&B guy, he still had a lot of following in hip-hop. What about Frank Ocean?
See, Frank Ocean came out with that kind of late, you know what I'm saying? And then right before, or maybe that was already out or whatever.
See, the thing with Frank Ocean, everybody was already kind of skeptical about him being that way anyway because of how his reaction is. And he had no choice really to come out with it because it's a thing. The gay community wanted to know more than the straight folks, more than us. Because they weren't going to support his album if he didn't come out and submit what he was. Because he was doing all these records using more straight reference, straight hip-hop. We thought it was straight guy reference, straight girl, you know what I'm saying? But the gay folks wanted to know. Like, before his album came out, they wanted to know. So the label and the publicist told me, you really got no choice, but you know what I'm saying? But to come out and say what you will. Because if you come out and say, if you deny it, it's like, then it's going to be reports like somebody saw you come out of this club, blah, 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 blah. That's going to damage your album sales. So he had no choice but to come out and say it. In order for him to get that gay support from the album sales, he had no choice. But he had support from both sides.
To clarify that gay rapper that you were speaking on, Al, that was Caution. He's from New York.
Okay.
25 years old.
He's 55.
Yeah.
25. Oh, there's that 55. Like, shit, I'm about to kill them. If he, you know, 55, gay rapper, like, who cares?
I mean, is that something that we should expect? Because, I mean, is that what's really popping in the streets?
What? This is the thing. About... You can't put that picture out there like you being gay because like majority of the spots you do is straight spots. So like and then for like people to think that, I mean that's gonna be hard for you to get any kind of club gigs. That's gonna make any straight rapper if he comes out, you know what I'm saying, come out and say he's that, to get any kind of gigs anywhere. The majority of the club spots you got to go to and promote your records, the majority straight spots.
Yeah. But, y'all, man, you know, we live in a city that has a high population of homosexuals and gays, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
There are clubs that specifically made for gays, and even in small cities, you can go to a small town and find a gay club. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean,
but it is. But it's not like a lot of like that in every city. Probably
it's
like
not,
when you go
it's
to every
not a lot,
city,
but
probably
it's
like
enough. It's enough to keep that trend moving. And it's like there was a time you couldn't even catch a gay person admitting that they gay out in the open like that. Now we got people that's busting it out. We got gay TV show hosts. You know what I'm saying? You got all this stuff going on. Like I said, I think the fashion is the first line. Then we're gonna get into the lyrics as Al was speaking on. Then we're going to get into the actuality of someone admitting this. I know that Mr. C ain't going to admit it, but eventually I think they're going to have one gay rapper. I don't know if he's going to be black, white, Hispanic, or whatever.
Man,
nationality
Mr. C don't need to admit. It's already, he's gay, dog. That's gay. That's gay acts.
Well,
I'm talking about
the rapper that will come after all of this. After all this is said and done, after the smoke is clear. after everything said and done, I think eventually they're going to get behind a gay rapper and finally push that to the mainstream, because it is an agenda we talk about on some of our other shows. I truly feel that is an agenda to
escalate. No label's not going to do that.
Push that.
No label's not going to do that. No label's not going to take that chance like that.
Who by record?
No label's going to take that chance like that.
Look, dude, they just got they got Congress to change the laws to let them be man and man and say that's marriage.
I mean, that's true, but as a label, if a gay rapper just come out and say, hey, I'm a gay rapper, I need you to push this part, nah. That could be so hard for a label. Like, as a promoter, as me being a promoter and marketer, that would be so hard, like, to kind of, like, put a rapper, a gay rapper, male rapper in, like, certain spots. Because I know it'd be certain spots you won't be able to get accepted.
And you don't want to be that first person
know.
To kind of
and
step
like,
out there
nah,
and do that.
I can't. That would be hard. I'm trying to say, as a promoter, as a gay rapper, say, hey, dog, I'm gay, blah, 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 I need you to promote, blah, blah, my record, my album, I got this single, I need this push. I'm like, like, the market is not out there. It's like, it's the market's out there, it's only, like in day little areas. But him going, like, any little straight spot areas, like, I can't take him to no compound. I can't take him to no, like, do a performance somewhere, because he won't be accepted. Like, all these little straight drunk dudes gonna be in there, gonna boot a bleep bleep out this dude. Wanna probably throw bottles at this dude. Like, why this dude on stage? I may hate to say that's what society is, but I know how it is when dudes get drunk. They don't like to be around, like, gay people like that.
Look, I've seen
even
how people, okay. Look, you remember Mike London's record pool in Montgomery?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember how people reacted when a gospel rapper got on stage at the Rose.
See,
so you can't even, you can't even think about how, like, and the thing about it is, as a promoter, as a marketer, as a DJ, you don't want to touch the project.
Yeah.
You don't want to touch the project because you definitely don't want to be the first person to go out there with that project like that. You just, I hate to say it like that, but it's the truth. To most people, to damn near all, that's career suicide.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like they go back to the Frank Ocean, when Frank Ocean situated got out there like that. A lot of DJs backed away from playing his records.
Oh, that's true.
A lot of DJs, you know what I'm saying, backed away playing his records. And, like, you know, so, like, I just looked at Frank Ocean's sales right now, like, that dude still ain't even touched gold yet. Last year, I looked at his U.S. sales. I'm like, he still ain't touched gold. He worldwide gold now, but his U.S. not even gold yet because his albums just slowed down. Because, you know what I'm saying, because of the, you know, as I said, a straight population. A lot of straight guys didn't really just want to support him like that. I mean, I hate it for, you know what I'm saying, to be like that, but shit. I mean, the dude does good music. To me, I got the album.
As our co-host Gene normally say, there's some artists out there or people out there that we wouldn't even imagine being gay, and they were gay all along, but we enjoy what they do. We enjoy their art form. But, you know, I'm still at this, you know, I mean, the artistry is not gay, just my opinion. The person is, like, if you're going to be that, be that. Because, you know, remember the speculation about, and I know y'all probably going to cut up on me about this, man. But remember, you say Luther Vandross was gay with, what's his name? Other guy.
I mean,
so you gotta think, they didn't even come out and admit what they was. Remember Freddie Jackson? They wanted Freddie Jackson to admit it on Unsung. That
yeah,
he's gay.
That.
He ain't never said nothing. He said
that
through that whole
man.
Show.
But
he didn't
admit it.
He didn't even
Luther
say nothing
to
because
Luther took it to his grave.
Yep.
That's one of the things I think that, you know, if these dudes, like y'all said about Mr. C, man, if he would just go ahead and admit it, that's everybody be like, man, go on, do you. Go on, do you. But you got a lot of these guys in the closet that
they
want to
know what to do you.
It's the industry to a certain degree.
If people want to know what to do you. You say go ahead and do you what, but we want to know what to do you, what you doing. What you
man,
doing,
they
what you been
gay, be gay. Nobody
yeah,
gonna
I mean,
gay.
Do you
know that.
Who?
Huh?
If that's your thing, hey dog, that's you. That's all I gotta say. That's your thing, but I don't think he should be going out here and paying for it. You know what I'm saying? Just they're going to find you, you know, as you said earlier, a little boyfriend, but he said that's the only thing he wants just from him, just all sex. So, I mean, I'm like, man, go find a fat chick. You ain't got to spend no money. You ain't got to spend no money. It's the fat chicks
well,
up in New York.
I'm not being funny. It's enough manly looking bras in New York to where he
True that.
No disrespect to our New York listeners. But boy, there's some Gila monsters up there that would be glad to break him off.
I mean, the dude married, though.
Yeah. You talking about the manly chick. They want to break him off. All right, they're gonna be the one wearing the strap on. They have him bent over.
Hey, it just went left.
They be singing Ain't No Half Seven.
Oh, Jack, man, we're going to have to dive into the whole homophobia aspect. Me and Al had a great conversation about even the word homophobia is an oxymoron in itself. So we're going to talk about that one day, man. It's been a great show, man.
Yeah, it really has, man. I want to say this much, man. You know, Mr. C, you're a legend in hip-hop. You're a pioneer in hip-hop, man. Seek some help because it's not from the homosexual aspect, but going out there and getting those prostitutes, man, it's dangerous. It's real dangerous. You got a wife still. You don't want to bring any big thing back to your wife, like, dude.
He married?
He married, got two kids.
Wow. It's a safety issue at this point. And while we on the DJ radio front, for you guys that did not know, once again, rest in peace, DJ J Swift, Montgomery's own, one of the most talented DJs I've ever come across. Also, DJ Frank White, 979 Jams in Montgomery, Alabama. He's no longer with the station, so I just want to personally wish Frank White, you know, the best in all of his future endeavors. I know this is not the last stop for him. You know, Frank White going to keep going.
Frank White, what? Go ahead. My bad. I didn't know he left the state.
DM me on Twitter.
Yeah, I definitely got to hit me up on Twitter, but
look, man, anybody out there in hip-hop and R&B, man, dude, if you're in the closet like that, like, I can't tell you to come out or when to come out or how to come out, but I will say this much, if you're doing something that's dangerous, like going around grabbing prostitutes, you know, hey, you need to get yourself checked, you need to get yourself fixed, you need to get some help, it's not safe, it's dangerous. And Mr. C, stay away from that little young, hot, tender man meat. I'm just saying.
STD test.
Right.
Man, Mr. C need to go and watch.
I'm be mad as hell if his wife is fine.
South Central.
I'm telling y'all now. I'm going to be mad as hell if his wife is fine. I'm really serious.
She probably is.
I mean, irregardless, she ain't fine. It's just the fact that he's married, and he's not going towards her for that. It's like he's saying a dude do it better than my female wife.
Man, no.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I hate to go deep in like
note,
that, but...
On that note, you guys tune in this coming Sunday to the Middle Men Talk Show, the flagship show.
He got married.
Yeah.
Now I see this man so different now. I can't listen to the show no more.
It's an outro for me, man.
I can't, man. Gotta,
hey, man,
that's just me,
man.
Man.
Uh-huh.
All right, man.
Yeah. Belt 5. Middlemen. Yeah. Talking to town. Belt 5. Oh, follow me at Belt 5 on Twitter. Yeah. It's the talk of the town, man. It's so ill. We talking real news in the music business here.